Tonight, literally tonight, is the 53rd anniversary of my friend Gene Roddenberry debuting Star Trek on NBC. There's a beautiful story, there's an awful lot of accolades, there's some tweets from Shatner and Takei and others, and people whose lives have been changed. I mean, Star Trek has changed, literally changed, not only our perception of life on and off the Earth. It's given us such things as Beam Me Up, Scotty, which, by the way, was, I don't think, ever really said in the show. I've seen posts that, you know, they've gone through all the scripts, and it was never really said exactly that way. I might argue, but, you know, what's the point? Anyway, Star Trek had a profound influence, because if you look around, an awful lot of things that we take for granted came from Star Trek, came from Gene's incredible vision and reaching out to his technical consultants, of which I was a very minor player. I will tell you one funny story. I got into watching Star Trek because that summer, the summer of 66, my parents, you know, they worked around the clock. They had restaurants, they had bed and breakfasts, you know. My mom worked as an executive secretary for some time. And we never were able, as a family, rarely to take a vacation. So that fall of 1966, we had decided to take a real vacation. We lived in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Cape Cod was kind of down the street, which for me meant the Massachusetts Turnpike. So the idea was that first week in September to take 2 weeks and spend at the Cape. My parents rented a house, and there were four of us, and, you know, I don't know whether you remember, but in those days we sang, and the idea was to go down and kind of just have fun and go from, you know, Hyannisport all the way up to Provincetown. And when we finally got there, you know, we had fun. Well, in between this plan, which was to have a family vacation all together, I mean, we're teenagers, we're, you know, got our own thing going, and, you know, families then had hard times keeping it together. Families now, of course, it's impossible. So this was kind of like our major one, maybe last time we'd all be together on vacation. The rare times that my parents took vacations. Well, lo and behold, on NBC, one night, either that week or the week before, there came this trailer of this bizarre-looking saucer-shaped thing with two cigars sticking out the back, orbiting, obviously, a planet. And I look at this. Remember, it's black and white. It's not color yet. I look at this, and I go, whoa. Because really good science fiction on network television was rare. I mean, there had been The Twilight Zone. That was in the 50s. There was The Outer Limits, which I never really got into. I only got into The Outer Limits much, much later. But really good network science fiction that wasn't cheesy grade B movies and, you know, bug-eyed monsters, we used to call them, was rare and far between. And we were literally at the threshold of the space age. We were in the Gemini program. We'd had, you know, Mercury flights and all this. So I guess I was primed. I forget what teen year I was in. I could calculate it, but who cares? And I said to my parents, I will join you after Thursday night. I will drive down to the Cape. I have my own car. That's a long story. I will join you. They said, why? I said, well, there's this show coming on, and I've got to see it. Remember, this is the days before videotape, the internet, no way you can see something delayed. You either got it live or you never saw it again, except maybe during a summer rerun. So that's what happened. I was there in the house all by myself with my popcorn, sitting, watching Gene's masterpiece on screen. And it was the one, remember, with Professor Crater and the salt monster and Spock and, you know, the phaser. I mean, it had everything. And it was like, oh my God, this is going to be better than anything. It just rang resonant with the quality that now an entire world appreciates. But in that lonely fall evening, all by myself watching Star Trek in black and white, I said, oh my God, this is the beginning of something. And it was. Now, flash forward the film, because we're in film, remember, no videotape, we're still in film. Flash forward the film, I'm in the middle of the Arizona desert, southwest of Tucson, on a mountaintop called Kit Peak, doing a site survey for a movie. And the movie is the big Star Trek movie of 1976, 10 years later. And I'm with, of course, the great bird of the galaxy, Gene Roddenberry, my friend Gene. And out of the blue, because I took him up to Kitt Peak because I wanted, if you've ever seen Kitt Peak, you can, of course, Google now, you know, the McMath Solar Telescope. It's so unusual. It's so alien looking. It's so radically different that I thought that in the film there should be some scene set there, even if it didn't call it what it really is, just because as a backdrop, as a set, it just reeked of celestial wonders and celestial goings on. So there we are driving up to Kitt Peak, and out of the blue Gene turns to me, because we're in the back seat and I forget who's driving, and he says, by the way, he says, Dick, I want to apologize for the really bad quality of the CGI in the opening of Star Trek, you know, when the Enterprise goes around the planet. And I look at him, because that was what I saw that instantly hooked me on that September evening back, 10 years. And I said, are you serious? He said, oh, we could do so much better now. Well, of course we could. But I just thought it was so emblematic. Gene Roddenberry was such a meticulous payer attentioner to. Is that a phrase? Well, I guess it is now. That's why Star Trek resonated, because nothing was done slapdash. Nothing was kind of like a, just an afterthought. He was still, 10 years later, wishing he'd been able to do the opening of Star Trek. This, by then we knew that it was going to be, there were conventions and they were planning that film and all this, so he knew it was a big success. But he was still thinking of what he could have done 10 years earlier that would have hooked more kids like me to stay home for a couple of days from vacation to catch the opening of history.